Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Holy wow. That was crazy on Friday night. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Henry Lake. The Wolves beat Denver last night, 128-98, but that clip was from Friday. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, my.
It was just the weirdest thing in that I don't think that I've ever been at an NBA game where I saw, I haven't been to a Wolves game where I've seen a scrum like that and a pile of guys, you know, being picked up off the pile and thrown aside and a fight, and the weirdest thing about it was involving a player that wasn't even checked into the game at that time. How many times have you seen that, where there's a guy that's actually playing in the game? And I know that Austin Rivers, he said as much. He said that he initiated the whole everything that happened. But to see him go over into the bench area and then all of a sudden – he's in a fight with a guy that's not even checked into the game. That's the weirdest part of all of this.
So strange. Yeah, you don't hear that very often at all. Last night, of course, depleted Denver roster. That was nice. We won 128-98, but was the big part was welcoming back Jordan McLaughlin after a 30-game absence, and the Target Center crowd really welcomed him well with that standing ovation.
Yeah, we are. I guess we're a pretty loyal fan base to players that we really like and appreciate. That's a little bit weird that the fans gave Jordan McLaughlin a standing ovation. I mean, it's cool, and I'm a fan of J-Max. I like J-Max. J-Max's just the most laid back, chill member of the team. But I thought that was an interesting moment there. But yes, always nice to have J-Max back. And he's been dealing with the nagging injuries all season long.
We got the trade deadline coming up on Thursday for the NBA. What do you think of that Kyrie trade to Dallas?
Yeah, the Kyrie trade, clearly Dallas has stated that they're trying to win it all this year. And they believe that the backcourt of Kyrie and Luka is formidable. And it is. And I think that they are going to, they're a better basketball team today than they were before the trade was made. Absolutely, because Kyrie Irving is one of the best point guards to ever play the game. He has arguably the best handle of any point guard that's ever played the game. He's just a wizard with the basketball. I'm not a Kyrie fan. I have to openly admit that. I'm not a fan of who he is off the court. I'm not about the conspiracy theories, the anti-Semitic remarks. I think he's a bad teammate, to be honest with you. It ended poorly in Cleveland with LeBron. It ended poorly in Boston, and it just ended poorly in Brooklyn. So at the end of the day, we'll see how this plays out. Do I think that they're going to win a championship? No, I don't think they're going to win a championship. Now the question just is going to be, is Mark Cuban going to give him a multi-year contract? Because that's the thing that he wants, a multi-year contract. I don't think that there's any team in the NBA, or if I was leading a team, I would not be giving Kyrie Irving a multi-year contract. I don't see it. The commitment's not there from him, and then he's just too all over the place with where he is as a person, as an individual person, and as a teammate.
Do you think the Wolves will make any moves?
That's an interesting question. So people have asked me about, I was talking about this last night on Fox 9, D'Angelo Russell. I would not move D'Angelo Russell. I wouldn't, because I think that if you move D'Angelo Russell, then you're more likely than not looking at not making the playoffs. And I don't want to jeopardize a move. I'm all about making moves that's going to better the team. I don't know who they would trade D'Angelo Russell for, but I am not in favor of moving D'Angelo Russell. Now, the question does become, though, is Naz Reid on the move? Now, Naz Reid, as much as I like Naz Reid, and I'd love to see Naz Reid stay here in Minnesota for a while, I'm not anti them moving Naz. And the reason why I say that is only because I just have a feeling that Naz is looking to get paid in another market. Naz Reid is going to be an unrestricted free agent. He was a guy that went undrafted. Gerson Rosas picked him up. They developed him nicely. He does have a little bit of trade value. And it sounded like they would have liked to have came to an agreement on a contract earlier this season or before the season. And Naz kind of wanted to, you know, bet on himself, which I totally get. I totally understand. But if he's betting on himself and he's going to leave it open to it being a bidding war and the Wolves don't want to do that, then I have no issue with them going out and trying to make the best deal possible for the Minnesota Timberwolves organization.
Gopher women rallied late, but they ended up losing yesterday. Gopher men, oh, that game against Maryland. You just feel for Ben Johnson as he was talking to reporters after that game. He said, you know, put your angst on me, not on the players. What do you think it's going to take for both these teams to kind of turn things around?
Yeah, the struggles continue for both Lindsey Whalen and Ben Johnson. I think it's going to take more talent. I think that Lindsey is equipped to be better next season because of the talent that she has that's developing in her program right now, as opposed to Ben. Now, Ben's got a coveted recruiting class that's coming in next year, so he's got to get those young men acclimated to the Big Ten and on board and playing good basketball. But he just doesn't have the horses right now. Dawson Garcia has been injured. Jameson Battle is a guy that's been playing, but he's not 100% healthy. Let's just go ahead and say that. Pharrell Payne, I think, is the kid that, to me, should bring some optimism to Gopher fans, because you look at him, he's clearly got an NBA body. I like his skill set. They just got to continue to develop him. So I think that he's been kind of the lone bright spot there. But yeah, Ben's gonna need to. He's gonna need some talented players to come in and really step up and play some good basketball for him next year. I was asked last night by Jim Rich about salvaging the season. I'm not sure that there's anything that they can do to really salvage this particular season.
All right, we'll be listening tonight, Henry. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Vanina.
Henry Lake. You can listen to him tonight at 6 o'clock right here on WCCR Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.